So what does a tie say about its wearer? And what does not wearing one say, perhaps? Kevin Rudd, as you know, caused a bit of a stir yesterday by wearing a blue one. And this is what the former Prime Minister said about his choice of Scotch and Dry.
Like most blokes in the country, I have no sense of fashion. So I rely upon Therese and Jessica to basically buy my ties for me. And this is the one that was packed away for me for this particular occasion. And frankly, if I had to get rid of all my blue ties, I'd lose about a third of them.
Now, this comes after a speech given by the current Prime Minister, in fact. And Imogen Lamport has a decade of experience as an image consultant. Is Kevin Rudd right, Imogen, good afternoon, in what he says about the majority of blokes, I think even the vast majority of blokes in Australia, having no fashion sense?
I wouldn't say they all do. Certainly, I think older generations may have spent less time thinking about fashion versus I think some of the younger generations think a lot more about it these days, as they've grown up in a much more visual society.
You'll see very few men who can put together the entire array of browns like my father can.
I'm sure he's a sight to behold, Tim.
That's one way to describe it, yes.
I mean, it's interesting that the whole blue tie thing, I mean, the reality is the Liberal Party blue is their official colour. So, of course, you know, they will claim the blue tie is theirs. Whilst I believe Labor's official colour is red, it's that, you know, you've got to be opposites, don't we?
If you do it on a subconscious level, though, Imogen, does the colour of a man's tie, in fact, say anything, really?
It does. They've done studies that have shown that blue, because we associate blue with, say, a nice, sunny, you know, open sky, no clouds, no bad weather, nothing bad's going to happen. So blue says, safe, trust me, I wouldn't lie to you. It's a traditional colour too, particularly in menswear. We expect to see blue in menswear. And so therefore, it's very safe and conservative. It's, you know, it says, you know, don't worry about me, I'll tell you the truth, you'll be right by me. And in fact, I know with American presidents, they've done lots of research about the difference between a blue and a red tie. And they found that you don't trust a man in a red tie in the same way as you trust a man in a blue tie.
How about that? What about a man who wears a green tie? Or back in the day when John Howard was Prime Minister, the gold tie and the yellow ties were quite big. I think we might have even spoken about them on the radio back then.
Yes. So, I mean, traditionally men, their typical tie colours most men will have will be the kind of either yellow or gold, the red and the blue. So the blue says safe and trust me. The red says I'm powerful. So they'll usually get it out when they're meeting someone that they want to be more powerful over. And the gold, we equate with kind of gold and money and success. So particularly if you also go to Asian cultures, reds and golds would be the colours that tend to be worn.
Right, okay.
Because of the associations they have with reds and golds.
And does this apply wholly and solely to the colour of your tie, or are there rules within this realm for women as well?
The reality is colour psychology affects us all the time. And this is why if you walk down a supermarket aisle, we're surrounded by different colours of packaging and different colours have different meanings. You'll find with food, there's not much blue packaging because blue is not a food-related colour. It doesn't make us want to eat anything. But if you think about every fast food restaurant, they've got red in their logo because it stimulates us. It actually raises our blood pressure. It makes us stop. So with women, you know, we don't have the same, like, blue tie sort of same conservative association with colours, but there still are some colours that are seen as more feminine. So pink is seen as a very feminine colour. So if a woman wears it, can actually take away her power. Interestingly, if a man wears it, we'll think, especially if he's a salesman, he must be nurturing us, therefore he's not selling to us. So beware of the salesman in a pink shirt or a pink tie.
Okay. Interesting, Mia Freedman was on 7:30 last night with Janet Albrechtsen, and Mia Freedman was wearing a very bright pink shirt and bright pink lippy.
She was wearing it there. I saw that, very bright pink, and it definitely grabs attention. And the closer the pink is to red, the more it has the power of red. The more that it's a, you know, like closer to a pale pink or a kind of baby pink, the less power it has.
How about that?
You know, with women, we're thinking about if you want to have more power, darker colours have more power. So therefore, if you want to have more power, wear the darker shades. You know, the dark blues, even the dark greens, you know, greys, those sorts of colour. If you think about light, fun colours, you know, yellows and things like that, they say more, you know, relaxed, fun, happy, you know, fine for a wedding, but doesn't really save business.
Imogen, I hope you'll come and be part of the conversation from time to time during the election campaign. You'll at least put some colour on what promises to be a fairly grey affair. Nice to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tim.
Imogen Lamport has a decade or more of experience as an image consultant.